Look, I'm about to drop something that'll make half the internet lose their minds. Women over 40 don't struggle in marriage because men are cruel. They struggle because biology runs out of patience. And when her declining options collide with years of suppressed resentment, the marriage doesn't just crack, it detonates. This isn't relationship advice. This is pattern recognition. And what you're about to learn will change how you see every marriage around you. I'm going to expose the 5 behavioral shifts that destroy marriages after 40, not the sanitized version therapists tell you. The brutal truth about what happens when her biological clock stops ticking and reality hits like a freight train. By the time we're done, you'll understand why men don't abandon their wives. They escape psychological warfare disguised as commitment. Here's what nobody tells you about the 40-year mark for women. It's not just about wrinkles or gray hair. It's about the collapse of a 20-year psychological framework. From ages 20 to 40, she operated in a market where her value was clear. Attention was abundant, options were everywhere, validation was her currency, and she was wealthy. But biology doesn't negotiate, and when fertility ends, the market doesn't send a gentle reminder, it sends a demolition crew. Her entire identity, built on being desired, wanted, pursued, suddenly faces an existential threat. And that panic doesn't stay internal. It becomes your problem. Every insecurity she buried for 2 decades surfaces at once. The woman who was confident at 28 becomes anxious at 42. The woman who was easygoing at 30 becomes controlling at 44. This isn't personality change. This is biological urgency triggering psychological survival mode. Let me tell you about a client I worked with 5 years ago. His wife turned 42, and he said something hit me immediately. It's like she became a different person overnight. They'd been married 15 years, stable relationship, 2 kids, normal middle-class life. For 14 years and 10 months, she was reasonable, cooperative, supportive even. Then month 11 of year 15, everything changed. She started picking fights over nothing. Monday morning, she's furious because he loaded the dishwasher wrong, something she never cared about for 15 years. Wednesday night, she's crying because he doesn't look at her the way he used to, even though his behavior hadn't changed at all. Friday afternoon, she's scrolling through his phone, looking for evidence of something, anything. By Saturday, she's threatening divorce over a conversation he had with a female co-worker 3 weeks ago that she suddenly remembered. Here's what he didn't understand then, but understands now. His wife checked Instagram 47 times per day. He counted during 1 week when things got bad. She'd post photos from 10 years ago getting 200 likes, then post current photos getting 31 likes. The math was destroying her. She'd see her younger friends getting engagement announcements, pregnancy reveals, vacation photos with attractive men. Meanwhile, her feed was becoming invisible. The algorithm itself was telling her what her biology already knew. Time ran out. And here's the kicker. She wasn't even consciously aware this was happening. Her rational mind blamed him. But her biology was screaming that she made the wrong choice, stayed too long, missed opportunities, and now she's trapped. The breaking point came on a Tuesday night at 9:47 p.m. She told him she needed space to figure out who she really is. Translation: she needed to test the market one more time before accepting reality. She moved out for 6 weeks. Downloaded 3 dating apps, changed her profile pictures to ones from 2015, and discovered the brutal truth. The market didn't care about her journey of self-discovery. She got matches, sure, but the quality versus what she could have gotten at 32. Devastating. Most men her age wanted women 10 years younger. The men who wanted her age range were men she wouldn't have looked at twice when she was 35. Reality crashed through her fantasy like a wrecking ball. She came back, but the marriage? Already dead. She killed it, testing a hypothesis she couldn't accept was true. This leads us to the first behavioral shift, psychological aggression masked as needs. Stay with me here, because this is where it gets dark. At 40 plus, her communication style changes. Requests become demands. Suggestions become ultimatums. I would like becomes I need. Maybe we could becomes you have to. This isn't conscious manipulation. This is urgency rewriting her entire operating system. When she had time, she could be patient. Now that time ran out, patience feels like surrender. Every conversation becomes high stakes. Every decision becomes critical. You suggest ordering pizza. She hears, he doesn't value my input. You come home from work, tired. She hears, I'm not attractive enough to energize him anymore. The stakes in her mind are existential, so her reactions are nuclear. The second shift is retroactive resentment inventory. This is psychological terrorism. She starts bringing up things from 8 years ago that were supposedly fine at the time. Remember when you forgot our anniversary in 2016? I pretended it was okay, but it destroyed me. Except in 2016, she genuinely seemed fine. You apologized, she accepted, life moved on. But now she's reevaluating every memory through the lens of accumulating evidence that justifies her current panic. She needs to believe leaving is rational, not emotional. So she constructs a narrative where you've always been inadequate. The past gets rewritten. Your good years become years she was settling. Your efforts become bare minimum. Your love becomes taking her for granted. And there's no defense because she genuinely believes this revised history. Her brain is literally altering memories to align with her current emotional state. But here's what nobody realizes about this pattern. It's not actually about you. You think she's attacking your character? Wrong. That's just the symptom. The real reason is she's attacking the choice she made. Every criticism of you is a projection of her fury at herself for choosing you when she could have chosen differently. But even that's not the full truth. The actual trigger was biological. Her fertility ended, and with it, her psychological security blanket disappeared. Now she's standing naked in front of a mirror she can't escape, facing decades of reality she's not equipped to handle. And you're just the closest target. The third shift is comparative analysis obsession. Watch this dynamic carefully. She becomes fixated on other couples, other marriages, other women's lives. Sarah's husband takes her on trips every month. Jennifer's getting her master's degree, and her husband is so supportive. Michael's wife looks amazing for 45. He must treat her so well. Every observation is a weapon. Every comparison is evidence of your inadequacy. But let me show you what's really happening. She's looking at Sarah's Instagram perfect trips and doesn't see the $40,000 in credit card debt. She's looking at Jennifer's master's degree and doesn't see the sexless marriage and separate bedrooms. She's looking at Michael's wife and doesn't see the two plastic surgeries and pharmaceutical assistants. She's consuming highlight reels and comparing them to your behind-the-scenes footage. I remember another situation that perfectly captures this. A 46-year-old woman I encountered through a colleague had been married 18 years. Good man. Provided well. Present father, decent husband by any objective measure. She left him because, and I'm quoting directly, I deserve to feel butterflies again. This woman gave up an $8,000 monthly lifestyle, a paid-off house, and a man who genuinely loved her because she wanted to feel butterflies. At 46, after 18 years, because somewhere in her social media consumption and group therapy sessions, someone convinced her that butterflies were her birthright. 9 months later, she was dating a 42-year-old entrepreneur who lived in a rented condo and drove an Audi he couldn't afford. He gave her butterflies for 6 weeks, then started asking to borrow money. The butterflies died when she realized his business was cryptocurrency speculation and motivational Instagram posts. She tried to come back to her husband. He'd already moved on. Final score, she traded security, partnership, and genuine love for 43 days of dopamine that cost her everything. The fourth behavioral shift is sexual withdrawal with gaslighting. This is brutal, so pay attention. She stops initiating. She stops responding with enthusiasm. She starts having headaches, being tired, needing space. Intimacy drops from 3 times per week to once every 19 days. But here's the twist. She simultaneously accuses you of not desiring her anymore. Read that again. She withdraws sexually while blaming you for the lack of intimacy. The psychological game is surgical. If you pursue her sexually, you're pressuring her. If you don't pursue, you're not attracted to her. If you talk about it, you're making it about sex. If you don't talk about it, you're emotionally distant. There's no winning position because the game isn't designed for you to win. It's designed to create justification for her exit. And you know what pisses me off about all this? The complete lack of accountability in modern divorce culture. She can blow up a 20-year marriage because she needs to find herself, and society applauds her courage. She can destroy her children's stable home because she deserves happiness, and therapists validate her journey. She can financially devastate a man who did everything right because she wasn't fulfilled, and the legal system rewards her with half his assets, the house, and monthly payments. We've created a cultural framework where female emotional instability is celebrated as empowerment, where destroying what took decades to build is reframed as brave self-discovery, where a woman's feelings, no matter how irrational, no matter how destructive, are treated as sacred truth that justifies any action. The hypocrisy is staggering. If a man left his wife because he didn't feel butterflies anymore, he'd be called selfish, immature, having a midlife crisis. But when she does it, she's finding her authentic self. If a man withdrew sexually, then blamed his wife for the dead bedroom, he'd be called manipulative. But when she does it, she's processing trauma and needs space. The double standard isn't just unfair, it's systematically destroying marriages by removing any incentive for women to push through difficult seasons. Why work on a marriage when you can blow it up, claim victim status, take half his money, and have Instagram comments call you a queen? Think about this for a second. Marriage used to mean something. It was a covenant built on the understanding that feelings fluctuate, but commitment endures. Now, marriage is treated like a subscription service you can cancel when you're not feeling it anymore. And the consequences of this shift aren't abstract. They're destroying men in real time. Good men who worked their entire adult lives to build something stable are watching it get demolished by a woman who decided at 43 that she settled and deserves more. The fifth shift is the most devastating: emotional weaponization of children. This is where it stops being sad and becomes evil. She uses your kids as leverage, therapy, and ammunition. She tells them dad doesn't understand her. She says things like, we might need to live somewhere else soon to test their reaction and plant seeds. She frames her unhappiness as your fault in subtle ways they absorb but can't articulate. The children become her emotional support system, her validation source, her justification engine. And when you object, you're turning them against her. When you defend yourself, you're putting them in the middle. The setup is perfect. She weaponizes the children, and you have no defense that doesn't make things worse. I've seen men stay in toxic marriages for years because leaving meant losing access to their kids, while staying meant slow psychological death. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. These 5 shifts: psychological aggression, retroactive resentment, comparative obsession, sexual withdrawal with gaslighting, and child weaponization, they don't happen in isolation. They're a cascade. Each one builds on the previous, and they're all driven by the same core mechanism, biological urgency, colliding with limited options, creating existential panic expressed as marital warfare. She's not consciously trying to destroy you. She's drowning in terror about her fading relevance, and you're the person closest to her, which makes you the default target for all that fear converted to rage. Now here's the part that'll really blow your mind. The solution isn't to communicate more, it's to communicate less. Every word you say, trying to fix things, digs the hole deeper. Every explanation sounds like an excuse. Every attempt to understand her comes across as weakness. Female biology doesn't respect negotiation during this phase. It respects strength, which means clear boundaries and zero tolerance for psychological warfare. The man who survives this phase, or better yet, avoids it entirely, is the man who understands that her behavior is a test, not a conscious test, but a biological one. She's pushing to see if you'll hold frame or collapse. And the moment you start explaining, defending, chasing, or tolerating abuse in the name of working on the marriage, her biology gets the answer it was looking for. He's not strong enough. I'm trapped. This is why men walk away. Not because they're cruel, not because they gave up, but because staying means accepting a reality where they're blamed for everything, valued for nothing, and expected to endure psychological warfare while being told it's their fault for not understanding her journey. The man who walks away isn't abandoning his wife. He's refusing to be destroyed by her biological panic attack. He's choosing survival over surrender. And increasingly, men are making this calculation earlier. They're seeing the pattern. They're watching their fathers get destroyed. They're watching colleagues lose everything. And they're opting out before they become the next casualty. Here's the final revelation. This isn't about hating women. This is about understanding biological reality and the cultural systems that weaponize it against men. Women over 40 struggle in marriage because their biology shifts in ways their psychology isn't equipped to handle. And modern culture gives them permission to burn everything down rather than adapt. Men walk away because the alternative is staying in a situation designed for their destruction. And the tragedy is that none of this had to happen. If we had cultural frameworks that prepared women for this biological shift, if we had systems that incentivized marital commitment over emotional impulsiveness, if we had honest conversations about female psychology instead of pretending feelings are sacred truth, millions of marriages could survive what is ultimately a temporary but intense psychological crisis. But we don't have those things. So men are left with two options: stay and suffer, or walk and rebuild. More men are choosing the second option, not with anger, not with hatred, but with clarity. They're understanding that you can't love someone out of their biological crisis when the culture is actively encouraging her to destroy everything in the name of self-discovery. The red pill isn't about hating women. It's about protecting yourself from systems designed to sacrifice you on the altar of her feelings. And if that makes you uncomfortable, good. Discomfort means you're starting to see what's really happening. Now the question is, what are you going to do with this knowledge?